Welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 164. Spotlight on Marvel Comics Ultimate Spider-Man number 1.
And a 1, and a 2. And welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This episode we will be doing a spotlight on Marvel Comics Ultimate Spider-Man number 1, volume 1 from the year 2000. And I'm Chris Mosby.
I am Caleb Gerard.
And I'm Murray Fox.
Sure about that?
I'm totally sure.
Yeah. There's a pause there. That's okay. We got that identity theft going on a lot, so make sure you're you.
Who will I be this week?
So anyway, as we said in the top of the in the intro, we're going to be doing a spotlight on the first issue of the Ultimate Universe that Marvel came up with a while back, kind of recast their, how would you describe the Ultimate Universe exactly?
It was supposed to be taking these characters that people always felt it was hard to jump in after, 60 years of these characters, and they were supposed to give new readers an opportunity and a place to come in and get a feel for these characters. And they used a couple of young guys who were not really tested in that much in superhero comics. Brian Michael Bendis and Mark Millar. I think it's Millar.
I don't know. I just like to call it Miller, but hey, I'm a heathen American, so. I'm American. You thought that was funny, didn't you, Murray?
Totally.
Anyway, so that's what we got.
Okay, well, yeah, and so Bendis.
Yeah, let us have the rundown there, Caleb.
So Bendis had always wanted to write Spider.
Whoa, hello.
Sorry, it was just a train.
Okay. Train just thought we got censored or something.
Bitty bitty train.
The quick train.
All right then.
It was a series, is a modernized reimagining of Marvel's long-running Spider-Man comic book franchise as part of the Ultimate Marvel imprint. And they had, they reintroduced a younger, the high school Peter Parker, a younger, less aged and fragile Aunt May and Uncle Ben, and so on and so forth, and the rest of his cast. So again, Michael Bendis or Brian Bendis or whatever, B.M. Bendis, fresh to Marvel Comics, and Mark Bagley, who was coming off of Thunderbolts at that point, I think.
I always liked his art.
He did really well, and I think he's better suited, actually, for the Marvel Universe than the DC Universe.
His tenure over there didn't last very long, did it?
A good long year.
Yeah, he just did that Trinity. I don't think he did anything else, did he?
He was on Justice League for a while.
Oh, that's right, when Robinson was writing it. James Robinson, right.
Mm-hmm. Pre-New 52.
Yes.
Yeah, the good old days.
Yeah, I was just caught a snippet here about Ultimate. It's a direct edition of Ultimate Spider-Man number 1 is a highly sought after comic book and considered to be one of the most valuable comic books of the modern age. Interesting.
So, together they did 110 issues before Bagley moved on. Immonen, came on. But Bendis is writing this character, and then the reimagining of the character, spoilers, when Peter Parker dies at the end of this series, and they bring in Miles Morales. We are focusing today on the original one from, as you stated, 1990. Wow, 1990. Good golly.
Was it 1990 or was it 2000?
Right. I'm sorry, 2000. I don't know why I said 1990. Anyhow.
Hey, that's cool. No big deal.
And so, I like this. They expanded the original 11-page origin story, so back when Lee and Ditko did it, into a 180-page 7-issue story.
Yeah, I just caught that. Wow.
That's
stretching it out a little bit, isn't it?
That says a lot.
Yeah, that's probably where that started.
Oh,
that stretching things out, you know? So, kind of like the Amazing Spider-Man movie that they made where you sat and watched him for 45 minutes before he got his powers.
So we have a cover. We have the traditional. We have the blue and red Spidey swinging along, looks like, through downtown New York. I don't know if that's – I guess that's Times Square.
Yeah.
It is Times Square.
And his leg is stretched in a very, very uncomfortable-looking position as he's swinging, too, I might add.
But very Spider-Man-like.
Yes, very Spider-Man-like. And somebody only at that age could probably pull off. So if we tried that, even with superpowers, we'd probably break something.
Even at 16, I couldn't have done that.
No, I know I couldn't have.
It's a nice cover. I don't think it's photostat, but clearly Bagley is not drawing that freehand, that building behind him. But I love the stretched-out face of Spider-Man, and it's a great cover.
Yeah, I agree.
So we jump in. We got chapter one. We have
Now, before you start, did either one of you actually get into this Ultimate line when it was going on, or I was just curious because I never did.
No, I think I picked up. I read the trades in the library, but that was like years later.
Yeah, I read. I think I've read one trade, and that's about of this, and that was it. I haven't read anything else. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
I read Ultimate Spider-Man for probably the first couple of years, and then I fell off. I don't remember quite why. Maybe it was just I was spending too much money, or it was starting to feel repetitive, or something. Or it may have been when I realized that Bendis does have an uncanny ability to have people talk a lot and have absolutely nothing happen in an issue.
Yeah, you would probably hate Powers then.
Oh, I tried a couple issues of Powers and
I just got the sixth hardcover, the definitive edition in the mail the other day. I love that book. But anyway, continue. Anyway.
You go, boy. So we've got a computer image of a spider. It says chapter one.
I derailed you. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. Oz Experiment 56, subject arachnid number 00. I think that's 00. You a fan of Greek mythology, Justin? Says a man facing away from us. Not really, sir. Ever heard of the myth of arachnid? Arachnid? Arachne?
Yeah, I think it's Arachne.
Yep.
Huh?
Arachne, yep.
Arachne. And we find out that Justin is talking to Mr. Osborn. And Harry Osborn. Not Harry Osborn. Norman Osborn.
Mm-hmm.
Bulky looking Norman Osborn. Has a spider crawling on his gloved hand. And so the story goes that Athena, you know Athena, right? That's Bendis. Seems she has heard there was this woman on Earth, a mere mortal like you and me, who happened to be a better spinstress than she was. Spinstress? Athena wasn't too happy to hear this, and she came down to Earth and destroyed the woman's creations. Sounds like a woman, says Justin, who is going to be sleeping on the couch tonight. Norman says, when this mortal girl saw what had happened, that she had insulted the gods and that her life's work had been destroyed, she hanged herself. Ooh, hey, that's timely.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Too soon, man. Too soon.
Too soon. Sorry. Okay, so Norman is petting the spider. That's odd. Mm. Athena took pity on the poor girl and touched her on the forehead and with magic liquid and said, "You shall not die, Arachne. Instead, you shall be transformed and weave your web forever." And basically talking about where spiders came from.
Yeah.
Per Greek mythology. And then we jump into the splash page, Powerless. Osborne Industries, main laboratory facility, Long Island, New York. Mr. Osborne, your lawyer is on the cell phone, says it's important. A big cell phone with an antenna. Here's placing it.
Yeah. Does have an antenna.
Norman's important to whom? And
they actually, the fact that they actually say cell phone.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
They give credit where credit is due. Mm-hmm. This is based on the original story in Amazing Adult Fantasy number 15 by Stan Lee and Steve Ditko. I didn't realize it was called Amazing Adult Fantasy.
Well, the copy I'm looking at just says Amazing Fantasy.
Huh. Well, then the person who did this one was editing a bit.
I thought it was just Amazing Fantasy myself.
Yeah.
It could be wrong.
No, I'm sure you're right. So Norman hands off the spider to the freaking out Justin, and he's yelling at his lawyer on the phone. I told you I don't want to be bothered in my lab. Tell him there's no room to negotiate. What? No, I said no. Now that you've disturbed me, let me disturb you. Let me tell you what Oz means. Oz is a wonder drug. Oz is the most significant invention. Anyhow, so he's talking about how he's a super genius. He's Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah, he's slightly monologuing there.
And he keeps drifting along and talking about how big, what a big man he is. And Justin is freaking out, throwing the spider in a container. And Norman's reminding the lawyer on the phone who's really in charge here. He walks
That's
away.
That's funny. I just saw that. It says, well, believe me, if I could get away with human subject at this stage, I would. I'd start with you. I like that. It's one of the things he said in his little dialogue there.
If lawyers were human, but yes. We all know that's not true. So Justin forgot to put the lid back on the container, and the spider has little circles on its back. It's subject 00. So, and somehow they got itty-bitty brands, a branding iron, to put a little brand on this guy.
I think that's the eyes on his back. Because if you go back to the... If you go back to the close-up of it, he's got those two, the circles on the back. I think that's what that's supposed to be.
No, I know, but it's...
It looks like that, though, yeah.
It looks like they branded it 00. Mm-hmm. And then we pull back, and we are looking at Peter Parker's glasses, and he's talking about sodium carbonide that is such an odd choice. I wonder if... And we are at the food court.
Oh, did you skip a page?
Hmm?
Skip the page. There's a page where it shows an unopened container and the spider jumps out.
Didn't I mention that?
Oh, maybe you did. My bad. Go ahead. Right. Sorry. I'll shut up now.
Sounds good.
This is the last one I read. I should just keep my mouth shut.
Sounds good. Yeah, no, that's what this is. It's a collaborative effort.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
It's a yin and a yang. It's give and a take.
Exactly. All right.
Peter's sitting all by his lonesome at the mall. Everyone else is chilling in groups. He's reading, as always. He's got a backpack next to him. And food goes flying past him. And he's distracted, and he looks up.
Food fly!
He sees two mooks duking it out.
Well, that's a very, very good way to describe them.
Mooks?
Yes, mooks. I like that. I'm sorry. Continue.
That's good. And this just shows how good an artist Bagley is, because these actually look like older teenagers, maybe young adults, perhaps maybe a little older than I would have put them as teenagers, but not by much. And they're all, the boys are roughhousing, the girls are gossiping, and Peter is doing his absolute darndest to ignore it, but he is still staring at the young ladies, because after all, he is a teenage boy. But, again, still ignoring them. And so then we have two girls talking. So I said, what did he say? She said his cell phone was broken. What a dog, right? And redheaded girl. Uh-huh. And she glances over her shoulder at Peter. So I told her to tell him, drop dead, right? And Peter's looks like he's doing a total beta male move and getting all embarrassed just because she looked at him. And smack, right in the face. He gets hit in the food with face. Looks like French fries. And the two mooks are giving themselves points for hitting the geek in the face with food. And the redhead comes over to talk to... Or she feels sorry for Peter, who's looking really downtrodden, and pulls back. And we get a very movie moment where the lights go down, and it's just a spotlight on Peter sitting by himself at the table, all alone. Very, very visual moment.
Yeah, that's even like it was written for a movie script there, almost.
Which Bendis was the king of.
Mm-hmm.
Did. And then we see a flying taco, and it exploded all over Peter, and the big bald guy, goal! Slam it home, King Kong. You guys are such idiots, really. And Peter's grabbed on the shoulder by somebody in the suit and says, hey, Peter. And he looks up, Uncle Ben, with a very cool haircut, the kind of slick back, longer hair. Uncle Ben, what are you doing here? I thought you were just dropping me off. Isn't that Mary Jane over there, says Ben. And as parents will do, he's embarrassing poor Peter. And because parents don't belong at malls, we all know that.
Yes, exactly.
And he's trying to hook him up. Clearly, get over here, girl. Doesn't she look fab, Peter?
Yeah, that was really bad.
Of course. And one of the mooks is blown up Uncle Ben, who's got a ponytail, for God's sake. Whatever.
Yeah, it's like he's gonna he's looking at the punk like, you know, I'm gonna bust you in the face. Look,
I'm gonna talk to you. And he said, hey, Mary, how is that science? What's my, who's it? Whatchamazoot, whatever. Whatchamazoot doohickey project you and Peter were working on? Peter didn't tell you? Oh, I didn't want to bore him. I think we did good. You did great. You always do, says Uncle Ben. Very supportive guy. And hopefully he didn't skip pages. Let's have a different copy. We are now at PS 163, Queens District, and Peter is getting kicked in the butt. Knocked on his face.
How you guys name your schools? You name them by numbers?
Well, in a big city like that, you might, yeah.
What, you haven't seen Die Hard with a Vengeance?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't name them after, like, people or streets or anything?
Some do.
Some do.
My high school was just Neosho High School.
So. Well, sure, if it's the only one.
Well, true, it is.
Yes, now all of our high schools here in Chandler, in Arizona, have names, and as they did in Los Angeles as well.
Alrighty. Maybe it's a New York thing.
New York thing. It absolutely is. They're too cool for school names.
Ooh, pardon me.
Well, just do numbers. Okay.
Well, that's, you know, they got so many of them, I'm sure.
He gets knocked down. The big guy is a goal again.
And of course, they're football players. That's all I'm going to say.
They've knocked down poor geek guy again. And they say, hey, it looks like Parker's about to pull a carry. Harry Osborn saying, guys, come on, leave the guy alone for 2 seconds. What? Be sweet on him, Harry? With the whole high school, what are you, gay thing going on?
Mm-hmm.
And we have the principal telling Parker, don't worry about it. You come to me if this happens again. Yeah, that'll happen. And the principal's telling Osborne and Thompson and company to go practice. They're the cool kids. And Harry Osborne, clearly dressed much too rich for a public school.
Yeah.
Wow. Telling Peter, hey, Kitty, when are you going to learn to stay out of their way? Yeah, silly me walking down the hall. What was I thinking? So I'll swing by the Parker pad around 8. We'll go through that biology stuff. Actually, Harry, I was going to work on one of my... Great. I'll bring some Nosh. You bring the brains. And, oops, whoa. The reader just went crazy. Just skipped like...
Nice.
Whoa, hold on. Slight subspace disservice.
Oh my goodness.
Recalibrate the time viewer here. 1 second.
What happened?
Okay. No, I was just talking about what happened to you there.
Oh, yeah. No, it was weird. It's like, yeah, and Parker's saying, hey, I don't mind doing your homework for you. He's like, no, you're going to help me with my homework. Mm-hmm. Parker's a little... a little put off. He doesn't want to feel like he's Harry's new... Yeah, anyhow, so he wants to be able to stand up on his own, and they're clearly buddies, and he just wants, you know, he's telling Peter, chill out, don't worry about it. And then we switch over to the school gymnasium, and it's basketball practice, and actually, Flash Thompson's got some real moves. That's quite a leap. Wow. He's above the rim, for goodness sake. Wow. And the coach is yelling at Parker, Parker, ball and basket. And it...
Oh, I'm having high school flashbacks here, boys.
And the coach is a complete a-hole.
Oh, whoa, yeah.
Swear to God. If I had to bet cash money based on that throw, I'd say I was looking at a woman. They're all good-naturedly teasing Peter, which is good. I'm nice to see that. But then in comes Tom Flash. And try wearing a sundress next time. Maybe you can borrow one from your ponytail-wearing uncle. And Peter is going to go carry on them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Columbine waiting to happen.
And we switch to that evening, the Parker home, Forest Hills, Queens, SAD. What social anxiety disorder? What social anxiety disorder? Will you leave the kid alone? I think it's worth investigating. Leave me alone. Don't. And that's Peter. That's Ben Parker and May Parker. Mm-hmm. Our dinner with Peter, who's reading at the table. Don't you worry about our little Peter? No, I don't. It's smart, resourceful kid, but he's so quiet. He's thinking. So basically, they're talking about him like he's not there.
Yep.
And they say, you know, he's a contemplative little man, just like his father. And Ben is smirking, that's right. Peter, says A. What's up? What did we say about reading the table? Did we say we liked it? Yeah, my kid would get a dirty look as well, but no, Ben Parker is smiling because he likes the kid, and no, we don't, and we move on. The two guys are laughing at May as she walks away. And it's a little while later. We're down in Peter's lab in the basement. This is a long issue. This is really cool.
Yeah, sorry. This is...
I didn't mean to pick such a long issue.
No, it's cool. It's cool. Not too far in.
And Harry's like, where did you get all this stuff? He's all, I inherited it. Hey, how'd your parents buy it? And buy it. Jesus, that's cold shit. It's all a big crash. Oh, bummer. So I bet that Watson girl gets all hot and bothered down here, huh? We're just friends, says Peter. We hadn't finished the testing before he, you know, but I've been running a series of density tests and... The formulas there's some formula written on a board there, and it's reflected in Peter's glasses. And then it's later again. The time shifts are kind of nice. I like that they're not saying and later,
mm-hmm.
just is later. We have to use our brains just a tiny, tiny bit to figure out that mm-hmm. time has moved on. And Peter's sitting by himself in front of a computer, kind of a large PC, not too huge, but not. It's not too much other. So Harry's still down there. Oh no, don't do that. Harry's playing with a beaker full of something. Sorry, delicate. What's all this anyhow? You're not going to blow up the school, are you? Oh, stop it. See, my father was working on. Yeah, clearly Ben is working on a couple of patents. This one was for this. Interesting molecular adhesive.
Isn't there a law against having that many panels in a couple of pages, or is that?
No way.
No, I'm just kidding.
So off goes Harry as Peter gets totally absorbed in his own little world, and we get that spotlight thing again, and we are now at the Osborne estate. That's a big house, mm-hmm. but clearly a New York house.
Mm-hmm. Stately Osborne Manor.
And Harry's wandering in, and he hears his father yelling at him, let me tell you something about the American consumer, Joe. The cigarette companies, listen to me, the cigarette companies were putting addictive levels of nicotine in cigarettes decades before anyone figured it out. And when the government of the United States finally got around to figuring it out, it was too late. And Justin's there as well, of course. And he's yelling. And, hey, he put me on hold. Amazing. Sir? And Harry calls his dad Sir. Dad, do you remember that my science class is coming to visit the labs tomorrow? Because I was hoping that... Martha, will you get this kid out of here? Martha. So,
nice.
This kid, his boy. And he kicks him out. And Harry's outside. He had, after witnessing the nice family life at the Parker house, he's realizing that his own life, while very comfortable, is also kind of crappy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's daytime now. Nighttime. And it's the OI. It's Osborne Industries. Industries. Welcome, children. Since 1973, Osborne Industries Incorporated has been dedicated to providing innovative materials for manufacturing, construction, and automotive, chemical processing, and numerous other global industries. We are the leading global manufacturer. Osborne operates about 110 major manufacturing, 7 research, blah, 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 blah. Sell. Bye.
Lots of crap going on there.
And the kids are walking around. All of a sudden, Peter, and he's raising his hand up, and he has a spider on his arm, and it's a
huge one too.
Gross!
It bit the hell out of him.
Luckily, it wasn't a moth, or we would lose Murray right now.
Nope. It lands on Mary Jane Watson Parker's chest, and she's like, "Oh my god." Hold on. And Peter's writhing on the floor. Yo, man, that was a big honking spider. And things are fading to black for Peter. Peter, can you hear me? Hello, Peter Parker, can you stand? What is it, son? Please, Peter, say something. And it all goes black. And then we see the school bus. And Peter's sitting at the front. He's got something wrapped around his hand. We called your aunt. She'll be at school to get you by the time we get back. Are you feeling any better? Asks the teacher. And Otto is driving the bus. Otto from The Simpsons. And, well, I think I just wigged out that spider was huge. Oh, my God, it was. So was, says Mary Jane. Your aunt will take you to the hospital, so nothing to be embarrassed about here. Could have happened to anyone. Well, how come it always happens to me? And seems there was an incident, and Justin is talking, a lot of bald people in this comic book, talking to Harry, or Norman Osborn, I keep doing that, Harry, whatever, one of the son's classmates was bitten by the 00 arachnid specimen, says Justin. Harry shows up and something turns to crap. What a shocker, says Norman. Sweet. His name was Peter Parker. He was bit on the hand by the specimen. Yes, our specimen, yes. Why wasn't it in containment? We're checking on that, sir. I don't know, but the specimen was destroyed in the chaos, sir. Fire the floor manager. I want her gone within the hour. Yes, sir. Legal obligations. If they sue the school, right? If they sue us. The school doesn't have any money. We either settle immediately or we start building our defense now and wait for the hit.
That's
the bald guy, most likely the lawyer. And Justin, of course, not owning up to the fact that he left the spider out. Who let the spider out? It's an admission.
What?
Thank you, Murray. Always appreciate the support. An admission of guilt that we pay, if we even pay his doctor's bills. And Norman's all, no. Now let's pick up the tab, says Norman. And they're trying to advise him against it. Let's pick up the hospital tab and send a nice fruit basket. Why? Yes, please enlighten us on this one. I want to keep an eye on that boy. That's kind of pervy. Dang. And it's the next day, and they're making fun of poor Peter because he had a spider on him. And who wears, you know what? He deserves to be made fun of because he's wearing overalls. And he's got a bold haircut.
Hey, did you do the scene where Aunt May and Ben are talking about the kid? Or was that in yours?
It may not be in mine.
Yeah, because he's like, there's a scene, he shows them looking in on him, and he's passed out asleep, and they're talking about the doctor said his blood is normal, and the spider's venom isn't toxic in any way. May says it should be swollen for about a week, and it'd be fine after that. And they're talking about Osborne people picked up the bill and sent a huge basket, and Ben's like, oh, of course they did. They think they were going to sue the pants off them, are we? Of course not. It was an accident. No harm done. And as you know, there's Harry, Mr. Slick. He's a pal of Peter, maybe his only one. We're going to ruin the kid's friendship for a couple of bucks from his old man? No, no. It's back to normal for us. And then you see the next morning.
Ah, okay.
All right. So, really, it really wasn't that important, but...
Well, but it showed him passed out, which... Yeah. There's always a moment in the Spider-Man origin where that night he's still feeling like crap, but the next day he's feeling good. And two of the girls are talking to Mary Jane, and they're talking about Peter. You really should stop hanging out with him. He's getting loser stink all over you.
Oh, God, I hate that.
He threw up on your shoes. He didn't throw up on my shoes. What I heard, well, he didn't. The cheerleaders are calling you spew shoes. Well, for them, that's almost clever, says Mary Jane. It's like a 10-pointer. Says the boys are behind Peter. They're getting ready to kick him in the butt as they did the previous day. All of a sudden, he gets a flash in his face. You know, he's a spider sense flash. And he dodges the foot kick from Kong, grabs the kid's foot, and flips him flat on his face.
Oh, and that felt so good.
And Peter's looking surprised, like, what the hell did I do? Kong is on the ground, flashing his stupid ass coveralls, dude. Holy,
yeah.
Peter, I am Kong. Ow. Oh, we all wanted to do that.
I have.
What is going on here, Kong Harlan? How many times do you need to be warned? And he's got. I don't know who you think, Peter. Peter, are you okay, son? Oh no, not again. And then Peter passes out again.
I love how the teacher says, everybody back, so nobody tries to catch him or anything.
Even the teachers are against poor old Peter.
Yeah.
Poor Peter. And he wakes up in the hospital, and oh my God, thank the Peter, are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. You're not fine, sweetie. You fainted. And the doctor's, how many fingers am I holding up? Three. Any dizziness, blurred vision, nausea? No, I'm thirsty, though. I'm really thirsty. Nurse, yes, doctor. So what happened back at school, Peter? I don't know. I don't know exactly. I just sort of checked out, I guess. How's your hand? Oh, yeah, no, it's fine. It doesn't even hurt anymore. The hand that he was bit on, by the way. Sorry.
Yeah.
Have you been taking any drugs at all? Marijuana? No, of course not. Marijuana. Doot. What's this? What's that movie?
Scared Straight?
No, not Scared Straight. They talk about the evils of smoking marijuana.
Oh, Reefer Madness.
Well, that's what I'm thinking of.
That is what you're thinking. Scared Straight is when they send them to the prison and the prisoners yell at them, like in that episode of Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, there you go.
Only without the Shakespeare.
Yeah.
So the doctor said, how's it... now's the time to tell me, Peter. We are going to run blood and urine tests, so... No, I swear, I wouldn't even know where to get any. You know, poor Peter, and Aunt May's standing up for him, and the doctor's still saying, we're going to run tests on you. And they go to draw blood on him, and his veins just bulge. Wow, those are some bulgy veins.
That's freaky, man.
And the nurse takes some blood. Thick skin you got there. You could have fooled me.
That's a good one.
And the nurse comes up. Hey, hi, did you take this to the lab and have them do an express on this one? They're waiting. He's a cute kid. Thanks. Whatever, says the lab tech. And someone comes by, steals Peter's blood, replaces it with other blood, and it's another bald guy.
Whoa. Never trust the bald dudes.
You know what? No. Bendis is bald. He just likes the bald guys in his comics and say, hey, there's bald people out there.
Yeah.
For all us anti-baldites out here.
That's right.
And they had the blood back, and Norman is running tests on him. The Oz, it's killing him. How? Well, I don't know, do I, says Norman. They'll trace it back to the lab. Yes. Set the project back maybe forever. Yes. How long does he have? Not long. So he's going to die? Yes. So no matter what, he's going to die. And Norman's, and he looks up at the bald guy. Taken care of, sir. See, this is the kind of dialogue that Bendis got really well known for, but it got irritating after a while. Where he's going to die? Oh, he's going to die? Yes, he's going to die. He's going to die. Yes, he's going to die.
Well,
die.
When he does it in Powers, it's like very, very close to what I would like normal speech pattern. So it's almost like, you know, well, like you said, he's really writing a script. So, like you'd show on TV, and that's kind of where it is. But I can see where it does get irritating.
Yes. So then we are at the Parker house again. Peter's sitting, staring at a piece of food with a fork in hand. What is that? And he said, a banana bread. I read this book on homeopathic remedies. Potassium is fantastic at counteracting allergies. I didn't know that, actually.
I didn't know that either.
Potassium is in bananas. Bananas are in bread. You will eat the banana bread. And that's actually good. I would like a piece, says Uncle Ben. No, says May. No? No, it's for Peter. Rip off. And they point at him, Peter, and say, eat.
Yeah, that gets old after a while.
And the next day, we have Peter walking along, and Shaw is going to run him down. And Peter gets a flash of the spider sense, which he saw and recognized, and he leaps out of the way. Whoop.
If I could do that for just a day, would I have fun?
And Peter, being Peter Parker, is running up because he thinks the guys are, Mister, oh my God, are you okay? And he runs up to the car, and Shaw pulls out a gun on him, and Peter's like sees it, and he...
feels it, and yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
That's okay, he goes running away, and Norman's all, report, sir, you're not going to believe this, but... And he explains it to him, and you can see Norman's face. That's all. We don't even see the dialogue, because we just saw it when Shaw's explaining. So
yeah, he's putting it all together in his head.
And he's all, sir, abort. Are you sure, sir? I can go to his home and abort. I want to study that kid, not kill him. And we are down to the lab in the basement. What the heck is going on? I mean, what the heck is going on, says Peter.
Oh, there's a page missing out of mine.
Hmm?
There's a page missing out of mine. I didn't have that page. You just said.
And he starts, and Peter starts putting it all together. Bing, bing, bing. Got bit, can jump, can move, can flip people. I knew that van was coming for me. I knew it before van. And I guess it's a van. And he starts typing. He does what probably would be a Google search nowadays on Norman Industries. And he looks up spiders under Norman on the Osborne Industries site. Many people confuse spiders with insects. Both belong to the phylum Arthropoda in the animal kingdom. And Peter starts analyzing his own blood. And he analyzes, come on, page turn, there we go. And somehow this tech is pretty high end, and he recognizes spider stuff in his own blood. And May is all, Peter, get out here now. And so I get a call at work. And in the principal's office says that he didn't even go to school today. Where have you been all day, Peter? I was in my lab. What were you doing? Hello? I don't feel like going to school today, all right? Didn't feel like going. And he gives him a surly teenage look. And Maisel, he didn't feel like going. School isn't this party, or you think it is, all right? Well, you're not supposed to be having a party, young man. You're supposed to be in school. to learn. That's clearly Aunt May is giving him the old lady stink eye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. He's sweating. Peter is Peter's having a bit of a fit. And then we get the first sticky finger scene where his fingers pull off pieces of plaster off the wall behind his back. No one else sees it, of course. And he's like, what the what? And he goes up, gets sent to his room, and slams the door. And hello, slams the door. Kid had a tough week. I know. This too shall pass, says Ben. I know. Maybe I'll bring him some banana bread later. Putting him in his room was punishment enough. And Peter falls asleep reading about etymology, wakes up, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, staring up at the ceiling, and he starts climbing the walls, literally. And he's jazzed about it. And we close on him hanging upside down. Whoa, cool, the Einstein poster in the background. And it is the next day. And we've got the guy from Peter Schuller. In 1930, the Republicans controlled that, and so on. So anyhow, So Peter's back in school. And
I didn't have that last page either in mind. Interesting.
Okay, that's it. It really ends with him hanging upside down. I don't know where this other page came from, because it's really not in the story.
Oh, okay. Never mind. That was pretty good.
I
like that. See, the way he does his dialogue, for some reason, it doesn't bother me in Powers. I don't know why, but I've read his other stuff, and that's like the new Guardians of the Galaxy, and I couldn't stay with it either. So I don't know what the difference is there.
Well, that was almost 50 pages story for $3, gentlemen. $3.
Yeah, that's not bad. Got to admit it. He's
good. To get 20 pages of story, and like you said, not nearly as many panels per page.
Yeah, I know, man.
Cool. And this clearly, what Ditko and Lee did in 11 pages, I will cut these guys some slack and say I can see they've expanded the story. They're talking about a lot of the peripheral characters, a lot of the supporting cast. We're all getting moments here, which they did, in the 11-page story, you got the fact that Aunt May was a frail old lady, and then Uncle Ben was, his support and gets killed, and
yep.
All very cool.
Uh-huh. And he sets up a ton of the plot lines that he's going to be exploring in the
next absolutely. Yeah.
100 issues.
Yes. Oh, my God. I mean, there's probably if, someone who read all the 150 issues of this series could probably trace every single storyline back to this first issue. I mean, Norman Osborn is the ultimate villain at the end of the series too. Mm-hmm. Or not the end of the series, but at the end of Peter Parker's part of the series.
Yep. That's who it was.
Huh?
I just saw the name here on this Ultimate Spider-Man thing that was going to be doing that other comic, Sarah Pacelli.
Yeah.
Yep.
She's gonna be doing Cyclops?
Yes.
Oh, cool. She's great.
Yeah.
I mean, she is really good. I like her stuff.
Yeah, I was just reading a thing about her. Yeah. Cool. But this again. Anyway.
No. I mean, and Bendis, I don't think this was like, no matter how boring the Avengers books got. Repetitive. Mm-hmm. This book just continued to go along and, never broke sales records at any point, but, just continued along. And
yeah.
They based a whole frickin' cartoon series after this book. Now.
Yeah, I realized that.
It's great.
I'm seeing that.
And it's really, really good.
I'll have to check that out. It's on Netflix now.
Sure.
Very good.
Yeah, apologies, I didn't realize how long this issue was.
Cool, man.
Knew it was going to be a slightly larger size, but boy.
Yeah, it's a big one, I have to admit.
They had lots of story to get in there.
Yeah.
Well.
They still got...
Or at least lots of dialogue.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Good lord. Oh, okay. Well,
You know what? I'll be honest, it didn't necessarily feel stretched out. Like I said, it gave Bendis an opportunity to introduce the characters, including Ben Parker.
Yeah.
Hippie Ben Parker.
Yeah, he had a lot. They usually don't give him much character development, but they did a pretty good job that time.
Yeah. He's usually the floating memory in Peter's life.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I always think of Cliff Robertson now, but that's just me.
Not Martin Sheen?
I didn't like that movie. I really didn't. They didn't need to redo that.
Amazing Spider-Man 2 is good.
I never did see it. I might watch it when it comes on Amazon Prime or on Netflix, but I was not in a hurry to see that.
You're lost.
Well, you know, not that I won't watch it, just, you know. Okay. Any comments from you, Murray? What do you think?
I enjoyed it well enough. I think I like Ultimate Spider-Man better in reading it by the trade. Now, this first issue had, like, a ton of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I found, generally, if I just sat down with the trade and read it, that would give you a chunk of story, and it would feel like a good big issue.
Yeah.
Instead of six short little squishy issues, but it's a good solid series. No complaints.
Yeah, that would be a good one for younger kids to read, I think. At least at this point. I don't know if it stayed that way or not.
Well, and what's his name? Jemis. At the time, who was the brains behind the Ultimate Universe. Surprisingly, Jemis had a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
He actually envisioned this series to be one-shots.
Mm-hmm.
He was skeptical that they could go, you know, 10 issues, let alone 150 issues.
Yeah.
So it was fun times.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, okay. I guess that wraps this one up. And as always, you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromalongbox.com and let us know what you think. Or you can check us out on our Facebook page. Just do a search for Tales from the Long Box Podcast and you can find us. Somebody will let you join up. And as always, you can also do comments on the actual episodes themselves and contact us that way. And that's it for this time. We are out.
Okay, 23.